farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers to receive international organic certification under Jamaica Agricultural Society and Jamaica Diaspora Agriculture Task Force Memorandum of Understanding. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers at Later or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
JCDC in association with Tourism Enhancement Fund presents Jamaica May, the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, April 24 to May 8, Jamaica Conference Center, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces, participate in the public mural and make it and share it project, and much more. Admission free. Sponsored by Singer, Happy Ice, PBCJ, Livestush, Lifespan Spring Water, NLS, and KSAC. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
The Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, and Jamaica Diaspora Agriculture Task Force have signed a 3-year Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to advance the island's agriculture sector. Under the MOU, the first National Champion Organic Farmer Competition will be staged at the 2016 Denby Agricultural Show, and the JAS will host workshops on sustainable and organic farming practices. Head of the Jamaica Diaspora Agriculture Task Force, Kimon Gooden, says the agreement represents a strong collaborative commitment to participate in nation building.
We are focused most importantly on food security, organic farming, and sustainable farming practices. And so we're launching a series of projects in partnership with JAS this year to push those agendas forward.
The task force will partner with Farm Up Jamaica, Jamaica Organic Agriculture Movement, JOAM, and Source Farms to certify 24 organic farmers.
Jamaica has a huge opportunity to participate in producing organic food for another market, which can now help us to sustain ourselves.
Chairman of Farm Up Jamaica, Neil Curtis. The MOU will also facilitate a 2-week exchange program at the United States-based University of Delaware Agricultural Institute for the National Farm Queen winner.
Starting this year, the Farm Queen will now be part of this 2-week program in July. So they'll go to the campus, they'll be in the dorm rooms with the students, participating in the agriculture courses, programs, etc., visiting USDAs close by, visiting local agriculture agencies. So this partnership will begin this year and continue yearly moving forward.
The JAS and the Jamaica Diaspora Agriculture Task Force will continue to collaborate on other initiatives to advance agriculture in Jamaica and connect the agricultural society to 3 million Jamaicans living overseas. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Public Gardens Division of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries will host the 10th staging of the Castleton Earth Day Expo at the Castleton Botanic Gardens in Junction, St. Mary on Wednesday, May 4, starting at 10 a.m. The expo will be held in commemoration of Earth Day that was celebrated on April 22 under the theme Trees for the Earth. Let's get planting. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm and we highlight them right here on JIS Radio. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. An all bush eat rabbit. Translation, not all bushes hate rabbits. And this means, in every condition, there are exceptions.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offense. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
The symptoms of influenza A, H1N1, formerly called swine flu, are fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose, nasal stuffiness, muscle aches, shortness of breath, extreme tiredness, and in some cases nausea and vomiting may occur. Washing hands regularly with soap and water will help to protect you from the influenza virus. A message from the Ministry of Health.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.